It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 387. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for future show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. And of course, Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow. Have a great show for the show. I call this the Christmas show, the show right before Christmas this week. As I was getting ready, I have two voicemails that I'm going to play. And then I have a comment that was just posted on the website today asking a very simple question. I am going to take a long time to answer, hopefully not too long, but just a great, great question on what tools and what software you should have for doing any kind of computer repair work. So we'll talk about that on a very basic level. I also have a great link that will have links to tons of software that are great programs that you may or may not have heard of. So before we get started, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are lost or stolen at airports every single week? 50% of businesses that find themselves without data management for 10 days or more file for bankruptcy. Mozy Pro backs up Windows PCs, Macs, and servers for over 70,000 organizations, from small businesses and large companies like GE, Starwood Hotels, Accenture, and Subway Restaurants. Mozy Pro is also the backup solution for nonprofits and educational institutions like Stanford University, the Yale School of Management, and many more. One advertising executive's company lost an entire bank of servers, which nearly brought their business to its knees. Then he found Mozy Pro. He says, "I was shocked at how fast it works, and their people know how to work with Macs." If you're not backing up your business data with Mozy Pro, here is a reason you should consider Mozy Pro to back up your business data. During the backup process, all files are safeguarded with military-grade encryption and stored at Mozy's world-class data centers. If your business is not backed up with Mozy Pro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mozy a call. They've been doing this for a long time, and they run the most secure, most trusted online backup server. Right now, you could save 15% by using the promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit mozypro.com. That's mozypro.com. Let's get right into the first voicemail.
My name is Paul Newman. I'm calling in. I'm an IT compliance consultant and pick up a lot of IT administration questions along the way from customers. Your show has been invaluable in helping respond to some of those and giving some feedback. The question I have is regarding integrating a personal calendar on Google Mail with a customer's Google Apps account. They're trying to remove a user and their personal email and personal calendar from the corporate Google Apps account. However, every time they try to remove it, it reappears. They've tried deleting the account, They've tried removing all aliases. No matter what happens, the account reappears and cannot be deleted. Searching all Google forums indicates Google claims this has been resolved, but people continue to have this problem. I'm hoping that some of your listeners or yourself might have a solution, and I appreciate your help. Bye.
Yeah, interesting question. I've never heard of that problem. I got a few clients on Google Apps. So what we're looking for is, what do you do if you can't delete it? Boy, the only thing that comes to mind, is this a primary mail account that is marked or designated as an administrator on the Google Apps account? And maybe it's not allowed to be deleted. So check that out. I know that's pretty obvious, but maybe you have to make them a normal user and then you're able to delete it. I would see if you could at least disable the account, definitely change the password, and then set up forwarding so all email going to that account will go to someone else, you know, until you get it deleted. Since they're a Google Apps customer, post a message to support asking for help on how do you delete that. And if anybody else has some ideas, please send them and I will share them. Here is the next, I'd say, not more of a question, but a great comment. I love this.
Hi, Mike. This is Denny down in Baltimore. I'd just like to wish you and your family and all our listeners a great holiday season. And I just want to do a little follow-up. You played my voicemail a couple weeks ago about introducing a Mac onto my Windows system here at home for my daughter. I just want to let you know I did get that. And I did have a printer. And since I am a great student of the Mike Tech Show, it was a network printer already. So when I loaded up the driver, which did download automatically on the MacBook, it just fired right up just like nothing happened. Did take about 10 minutes though to get that driver installed on that MacBook. But after that, work like a champ. Once again, happy holidays, and be listening to you, and talk to you next year.
Thanks for the message, and I really appreciate you taking the time to record that for me, and I'm glad everything worked out with the Mac, and it's always nice to hear follow-ups to a voicemail where there was a question or comment or story or an issue, so it's always great to get that feedback and follow-up. Well, here's the question that's going to kick off the rest of the discussion for tonight's show. Mike, I'm trying to get back into computer repair. I did it in college for students, and I didn't need a very extensive toolkit. I'd like to know what kind of software, hardware, and tools I should purchase for my toolkit. Merry Christmas, Travis. Wow, Travis, there's a lot of things that I've talked about in the past, over the past, boy, the past 7 years that accumulate to what you should be carrying. Now, you posted this comment under a very relevant list of links. And if you go to miketechshow.com, you'll see that one of the links that I posted last week for my presentation at the Philadelphia Area Computer Society, and this is December 17th, there's links for cleaning a computer. There's four links: CombiFix, Malwarebytes, Super Anti Spyware Portable, and the TDSS Rootkit Remover. You need all of them for cleaning systems that are infected. And this should be part of your USB stick. You also need a section on repair. Now, not only repairing for post-clean infections that you would run into, but also repairing common problems with many systems that you're going to run into. And we have the Complete Internet Repair, that's portable, Tweaking.com Windows Repair Portable, and UVK Portable. All of these are excellent tools in helping you repair systems. You need a standard toolkit to be able to open a computer, and you can get one of them. They're inexpensive. They're like, you know, $20 or $30 that has all of the proper screwdrivers and tools for just picking up screws in a case. Something that I carry with me is a magnifying glass because, you know, not only am I getting old and my eyes getting poor, but it's hard to read serial numbers and tag numbers off different boards and different components. So I keep that. You need a very good LED flashlight. That is a great tool to keep in your bag. I keep a couple. You need network cables of all sizes. And we're now kind of extending not just a toolkit, but what are you carrying in your trunk of your car? I carry a 500 gig SATA drive and a terabyte SATA drive. So this way you're always in a position to be able to put a new hard drive in. You need a 5-port hub and an 8-port hub or switch. I keep it very simple. I carry 10-foot, 15-foot, and 100-foot, a couple 100-foot network cables. I also have couplers so you can extend something. I carry USB extension cables, a couple. I carry every known adapter that you can go from VGA to DVI and back. You got to have that. I carry a terabyte external portable drive so you can back up files. You're always going to be in a situation to back up files. You need a set of disks almost. I run into 90% of the systems or more that I run into are either HP or Dell. So I carry the full set of XP, Windows 7 for Dell and for HP. If I run into a situation where I got to reload an operating system, I have the Dell software. Because remember, as long as you have your Dell software, as long as it's a Dell, you don't need a key. You could just reinstall the software. So that makes it really nice. So always have a master CD for the operating system. So when you walk into a situation, you can have it. Something that was mentioned in the chat room, and I always talk about Monoprice. That is the best place to buy cables. You are going to save a fortune on have a network testing tool where you can tone a connection, because a lot of times you're going to run into a situation where it is a network problem and you need to be able to put something at each end to test the wiring. From a utility standpoint, on that 1 terabyte drive, I keep lots of different software that are commonly installed. Example, Avira, antivirus. I used to carry many versions of all of the latest, greatest, like the Flash version in Java. But the website that I mentioned in the last few shows, Ninite, you literally have nothing to worry about. You could just go to Ninite. As long as you have a decent internet connection, you could just go there and have everything updated. It's great. I was going to say carry video cards, but it's very hard. There's so many different bus types and video card types. It's always good to have an emergency backup one that's PCI Express 2, maybe even just a standard PCI one to be able to put into a system. I don't carry a lot of spare components. I encourage my clients to have at least a 3-year warranty or, you know, 3-year coverage for their system, that if they run into a problem, I'm now assisting them manage the process with Dell to get the repair. I'm not a repair store, but I try to carry as best I can what's reasonable and what's reasonably expected for me to have. So I do take up quite a bit of area of my trunk in my Camry. I have lots of things in there. I often, you know, run into something where I don't have because it's just too unique. You can't have everything. But from a software standpoint, I want to make sure I'm covered. I got all the software that I would ever need to be able to help clean a system. A major utility that I did not mention is actually two of them. CCleaner, that allows you to clean the registry. It's very helpful. There's lots of other options within that. The Glary Utilities is a great set of utilities that can do many, many things to help optimize a system. Crystal Disk Info, that's another great program Uncle Al mentioned that I totally forgot. You want to make sure you have all of the tools from a software standpoint for troubleshooting. hardware tools, like I said, an inexpensive toolkit's all you need, because, you know, even most of the Dell systems I work on, you don't even need a tool to open it up. And most of the work you're going to be running into won't even require you to open a computer. Most of the work is something got messed up from a software standpoint. You're redoing the system. The one thing I have not talked about that you have to have is something to be able to back up the data. And one of the programs I use to sync all the data off a drive is SyncBack. Have a recommended course of action for backing up a system. I carry Acronis with me. I carry Shadow Protect. There's CloneZilla. There's lots of software that you can use to be able to clone a system before you start working on it, trying to repair it, trying to figure out what's wrong. So you want to have something in place. Have a definite course of action for recommending a backup. No matter what I run into, what any situation, I am always recommending the perfect solution, whether it's local, cloud-based, like Mozy Pro, or a local solution like Shadow Protect for backup. If they just need to sync, then it's going to be SyncBack. You have to have command of those programs. And if you don't, then practice with them, with your own system, and get good. Because the confidence that you have in recommending a course of action for their backup is going to make your client feel very comfortable and at ease, and they're going to feel better because you're taking care of one of the most important things, which is the responsibility for backing up their data. And you want to make a very sound recommendation, because when it works and it continues to work, you now have a client for life and they are going to refer you business. This is how I've literally built my whole consulting business around the ability to back up servers and back up workstations. That is crucial to a successful computer repair or consulting business. So that's why I wanted to end on that note for wrapping up what you should have in your toolbox. Make sure you're good at backing up. So this way, when you recommend it, you're going to come off confident and you're going to know how to do it. Another piece of advice: don't try to solve something that you have no idea. Like, give you an example. Don't bite off too much. If you can't do it or you don't know it, say that and say, I will get back to you. I got to do some research. I want to consult with someone before I come back with a definitive response to take care of this. Don't try to do something that'll make things worse. Today, at a client, I watched a service repairman for a mission-critical scanner printer in an office. And the tech came there, and before the tech came, I told my client, make sure he backs up any configurations, templates, anything that's on that printer. Because I've never worked with that printer. And I said, make sure that tech backs up everything that is on that system. What does he do later in the afternoon when I'm on site? He says, oh, by the way, I accidentally wiped all the local templates. And I was like, weren't you told to back this up? Yes. And you didn't. You completely ignored my client. I said, no problem. I said, I'm going to be talking to your supervisor right now. I was absolutely the bad cop. And I went in to the owner's office of this client. I get a hold of the phone number. I talk to this person's supervisor and said, you got to get another tech out here that knows what they're doing. Now you have to rebuild these templates. So now they got to send an analyst out to help rebuild the templates. And this is where I'm going to be on site tomorrow trying to clean up this mess from a bad tech, a tech that didn't follow procedures, and he didn't, I don't know if he didn't know what he was doing or not, but he didn't back up before he moved forward. As a valuable lesson there, because not only did I trash him to a supervisor, and I don't know, is he going to get fired? I don't know. Certainly they're going to lose a client, because as we go for a different multifunction machine, I'm going to stay away from that company. I'm not diming the company out right this minute because they're trying very hard to make good for what happened with the tech today. And that district manager has my cell phone and has been in a constant contact with me over this situation. So I've taken ownership of the problem for my client. And I was absolutely the bad cop in making sure that this was just going to happen and that everything was going to get fixed. And I had nothing to do with the problem. It's important to be able to get out of a situation that goes ugly. That's why you got to back up. Don't go forward if you don't know what you're doing. Stop. Because all you're going to do is make things worse. Scott Hanselman sent me an email, 20 pages of links to the ultimate developer and power users tool list, all kinds of categories, an incredible list of links to great software. Some I've heard about, some I haven't. I am going to put this link in the show notes to all of these utilities, and I highly recommend going through and checking them out because, like I said, some I've never even heard of and looks like it's worth a try. I want to thank Scott for sending me that, and I will put that in the show notes for tonight. I want to thank everybody for using my Amazon link. And if you haven't, it's very easy. It's amazon.micnation.net. Thank you so much for using that over the holidays and the Christmas season. And you know, whenever you're going to buy something, if you're buying from Amazon, if it's a friend, family member, client, for yourself, whoever, use my link. And you can go to miketechshow.com, miknation.net. It's on the left-hand side. You can click on it. Whatever you buy, I will get a commission on that. One note before we get to the music for tonight's show. There is a great new podcast on Friday nights. And that's 8 o'clock Eastern time, and it's called Geeksters, and it's at geeksters.tv. That's GEEKSTERS.TV, and it's got Kevin, who is Reliant in the chat, who's the moderator. We have Fred, who's PC Freddy, and of course Mitch, who's Mitch52 in the chat. This sounds like a great podcast, so hanging out on a Friday night, you want to geek out. So that's 8 o'clock Friday night Eastern time, and that's geeksters.tv. Check it out. Every Christmas show, I always play this. If you are a longtime listener and you've listened to my always that show before Christmas, I always play this song because it is my favorite Christmas song. It's called A Christmas Canon. Give a listen, and then I'll wrap up. that is a Christmas canon, and that is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and just a great, great Christmas song that I really enjoy playing every year. I want to take this moment and wish all of you a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas. Whatever you're celebrating this season, I wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Take care of yourself. Take care of everybody. It's very hard, the holiday season. It's very stressful. And it's sometimes very difficult to handle because of all the pressures of trying to get everything done and trying to, I know I'm going through it. And just sit back, take a moment, take a breath, be happy with everything that you've done and everything that's around you. That's all I can say for my advice. And just have a great, happy, and safe holiday. And I'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.